My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey, what is up, guys? Martin here with a brand new episode. This is episode 528, and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, for today, I want to talk to you about something that really, really pisses me off, but like really, okay? it really pisses me off because it's very dangerous, and people just don't realize the responsibility that they have, right? So basically, how did it start? It's, I have this friend, her name is Annika. And we have the most interesting conversations in the solar system. Like every time I see her, we have conversations about everything and anything and nothing for like hours, okay? And it's always a pleasure to have a chat with her because it always makes me think and see things from a different perspective and be more curious about stuff, you know. And she makes movie recommendations. I just watched a movie. It's called Awakenings with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. Old movie from the 90s, I think 1990. Beautiful movie. Anyway, so we always have these really interesting conversations. And then one day we were talking about school, you know. School and the importance or the usefulness, is that usefulness that you say, or the unusefulness, I'll say, of school, okay? And I was talking about someone like Gary V, right? So, you know, you probably know Gary V, the guy's very respected, blah, 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 etc. He pisses me off. Like he really, really pisses me off. With the things that he's saying. And it's as I said, it's very, very dangerous what he's saying. So what is this thing that pisses me off? It's this is so Annika sent me this stat today about unicorns. Okay, so the number of founders of unicorns. So, you know, unicorns are companies that made, they're valued at least $1 billion, right? And this stat was saying that 56, there are 56 people who are dropouts out of 1,200. Okay, so just imagine you have 1,200 founders of unicorns and 56 of them are dropouts. Okay, so that means that there are 4.2% dropouts who made it to the, who built a company that's, you know, a unicorn, you know, like founders of unicorns and stuff in the US. I think it's, you know, for the year or something. And the reason why this thing really pisses me off and people like Gary V piss me off is because when you listen to Gary V, he will tell you, don't go to school. School is pointless. Just go be an entrepreneur. All right? And when you look at these numbers, 4% of them, 4% are dropouts. Four. Okay? That's not very high. 4%. And here in this case, right, it doesn't even explain what a dropout is, because there are different types of dropouts. One thing that I think is very dangerous is that kids, and I know it firsthand because my nephew is 13. He was saying stuff like, oh, well, school is pointless. I don't need to go to school or something like this, because this is what's being spreaded on social media by kids who are like 16, 15 or something. Okay. So here it's 4% or dropouts. They don't actually say what these dropouts are, but there are different types of dropouts. Do you think that someone who's a elementary school dropout is going to start a unicorn like this company there? I don't think so, right? The likelihood is very, very low. Middle school dropout, I don't think so, all right? High school dropout. So this is the population that he's talking to right now. So kids who are in high school, okay? And high school dropouts, I don't think there are that many of them in those 4%. So my guess is that in those dropouts that they say dropouts, these are college dropouts, okay? And here's the thing. People only focus on the dropout portion of the college dropout. There's college in there. They went to college. They actually went to university. Of course, they didn't finish university. If I start my university degree and I leave a month before the finals, I am a dropout, okay? It doesn't mean I didn't go to university at all, which is what this guy is telling kids to do. Oh, don't go to university, it's pointless, etc. Why would you say this to kids? Because the problem is, these kids, they just see they see stuff on social media saying, hey, look, you don't need school, blah, 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 etc. Or they see one example or two examples of, oh, look at Bob. He made it big. He didn't go to college. And then all of a sudden, then it becomes the norm. This is an exception. Okay. It's an exception. And my problem is, I am not disputing the fact that it happens. My problem is you need to tell people the truth, especially when you're someone like Gary Vee. You have a platform, right? A huge platform. And what you say is going to impact the lives of kids. Okay. So now if you say, don't go to school, it's pointless, just be an entrepreneur, blah, 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 you're bullshitting them. And this is dangerous for the future generations. Now, if you say, look, university is not the only way to make it in life. There are other ways, and there are people who were able to do it without university, then I will applaud you. It's true. But don't tell kids, don't go to university, it's pointless. This is not true. If you look at the stats, so we're just talking about unicorns here. Look at the stats of like just founders of companies or CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies. How many of them actually have a degree? It must be like 99%. But you're basically telling me that, oh, your degree doesn't mean anything. It's pointless because one person out of 100 was able to do it without it, right? And this is what I don't like. That really pisses me off when people take these shortcuts and they just bend. Well, there are some people who will bend the truth to their advantage just to make sure that you buy the course or you listen to what it is they're saying. And there are other people who basically just absorb information and they don't actually think about it. They just spit it out. Again, the same. We just vomit whatever someone told you before. It just regurgitated. And a lot of people, I meet so many people, oh, yeah, well, your university is pointless. No, what do you mean university is pointless? Like, what is the data that backs it up, right? So I agree with the fact that my life is a testament to this, is that there is not only one system. There are many systems. The problem before was that, and the actual, the problem I think that people kind of like are realizing today, and a lot of marketers are using it to their advantage, is before, people assumed that there was only one system, one way of doing things, and slowly but surely people realize that, hey, there's a little bit more, there are other options. Okay, it doesn't mean that the option that was there before is bogus.
which is what the, you know, the Gary V's and some of the, a lot of, and that's the reason why I don't go to many of the gatherings here, like entrepreneurs and stuff, because I mean, a lot of them, they're just regurgitating the same thing, and none of them seems to have gray matter and brain cells to process information and realize that, hey, you know what, there's a little bit more to it. All right. So, you know, that really pisses me off. And again, there are a lot of things that these numbers, you can bend the numbers however you want to justify people buying your stuff. I will tell you, hey, you know what? You will go and spend 60 grand or 100 grand at university and you will learn nothing. But if you buy my course for $1,000, then I'll teach you everything. And this is why people are using this argument of don't go to university, it's pointless, but it's bogus. All right. So for example, in those unicorns, right? So dropouts is 4.2%. Okay. People with a bachelor's is 36%, almost 37. People with a master's is 37%. And people with a PhD is like 21% or something, right? Roughly. Okay. So, and so you look at these numbers, how can you tell me that, oh, don't go to school, it's pointless? There's 96% of people who do it with the degree. So I'm not saying that's the only option. And I'm not saying this. I'm saying, please, please, you have a responsibility not to lie to kids and get them to kind of like abandon school and just use exceptions as the norm, right? And remember recently, I'm going to give you a few more examples. I made a podcast on the 21-day challenge. It's the same thing. It pisses me off as well. 21-day challenges are bullshit. It's complete bullshit because some people bend the truth. So I think the first kind of like people who are using that strategy, they bend the truth to their advantage, okay? Because again, if I say, hey, let's do this 67-day challenge, nobody wants to do it, okay? So I say 21. So they knew. So the original people knew the truth about it. And then there are a whole bunch of people who just heard 21 days. Now everybody's doing 21 days challenges. And they tell people it takes 21 days to build a habit. It doesn't. It doesn't. The fastest recorded was 21 days. The fastest. No, it's not the average. Okay. You know, it's, I don't know. I'm just a, I don't know. You know, sometimes you have like ethics and you want to get to the bottom of things. If I advise someone on something, I need to give them as much information, accurate information as possible. I don't like to give you, he says, she says, blah, 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 without verifying the facts. All right. It's as if I told you, well, you know what? The it takes 9 seconds and 50, what is it? 9.5 seconds or something. I think it's the world record to run 100 meters. No, Usain Bolt runs in 9.52. The average person, like, listen to this. The average person for a male will take between 15 and 20 seconds to run 100 meters. And the average female, it will take 17 to 23 seconds to run it, all right? But I will tell you, it takes 9.5 seconds because one person did it, all right? And this is what people like Gary V are doing today, telling kids, oh, don't go to school because, nya, nya, nya. Yeah, some people made it without going to university. And again, please understand something. Dropout means you actually went, okay? If you stop one day before the finals, you are a dropout. You were a university. You've gotten a lot of knowledge. You got a lot of structure and systems and everything. And maybe you had this huge idea back then and you were too impatient that you decided, you know what, let me take action on this, okay? And then you go, you don't finish the finals thingy, you're a dropout, right? Does it mean that you never went to, no, it doesn't, all right? And also, nobody tells you about people who dropped out of school and then now they're working at the gas station or they're garbage men. right? Of course, it doesn't tell you about this. What does it tell you? It tells you, oh yeah, just, you know, just don't go to school. Just follow my instructions and buy my social media shit, and then you'll be successful. That's why he's doing this, right? It's very easy to bend the numbers. How many people? So 4.2% are dropouts, but this is, out of all the people who dropped out, right? How many actually, made it, where they wanted to go? That's the stat. That's what you need to have a look at, right? Well, it's the same for people who have a PhD. You're going to tell me, oh yeah, but someone who has a bachelor, what's the stat, blah, 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 et cetera. Yes, I will tell you the same thing because I like to give you accurate stats. It doesn't mean that, well, because you have a bachelor or a master's or something, it's automatically going to give you that job and give you the blah, 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 et cetera. No, it doesn't. And it's also the same thing. It doesn't mean, it's not because you dropped out of university or school. And the worst thing is for you to drop out of high school. Jesus Christ. So it's not because you listen to people like Gary Vee, you drop out of school, that's it, you're going to make it big. No, you're not. All right? The odds are against you. All right? So that's the thing. I really don't like when people just bend. So either bend the truth or people just don't think. I mean, just, sometimes just think for yourself, look at the numbers, analyze it, and form your own opinion. So I could be wrong, right? I'm telling you all of this. This is my opinion. It's not me. I get the same bullshit as you, right? I get the same bullshit from Gary Vee and everything. It falls in my ear as well. It's just that I'm actually thinking about it and looking at thinking about it rationally and looking at numbers, right? A lot of people don't. And it's very sad. I was teaching something to my nephew, some of the things that I'm doing right now, right? And so his dad was there, and he told his dad, hey, dad, you see, I don't need to go to school. He didn't learn this in school. And I felt really bad. I was like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to be responsible for this. This is the narrative that kids on TikTok and Instagram and blah, blah, blah. This is what they're spreading right now, which was, they already planted seeds in my nephew's head and in his mind. And now that was one kind of justification for saying, oh yeah, I don't need to go to school. But no, dude, I mean, what I'm doing here is I didn't learn that in school, but the skills that I learned in school helped me create this thing and have systems to be able to create those things, all right? So one of the things that I really don't like, again, you probably understood, I am not a fan of Gary Vee. I'm really not, right? And one of the arguments that he will give you, and a lot of people will give you, a lot of people here where I am in Bali, and again, that's the reason why I don't go to these gatherings with entrepreneurs and stuff. Everybody's saying the same thing. It just drives me nuts. And so people say, oh, well, school doesn't prepare you for anything. Oh, what I do in my job, school didn't prepare me for it. And I'm like, well, fair enough. All right. So did the course that you bought last week, is it going to prepare you for the 2nd of January 2035 at 7 a.m. when this will happen? No, it's not. Nobody will prepare you for everything that's going to happen in your life. Nobody. You can buy the best course on the planet. You can buy my course. I will not ever tell you, buy my course, and I will make sure that you're prepared for every possible situation in your life. Nobody can give you this. But people are just bashing school. Oh, school doesn't prepare me for this, and yeah, 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 et cetera. No, it's because people don't understand what school is. School is not going to tell you, look, on the 7th of January, this is what's going to happen. No, nobody can tell you this. But everybody's blaming just school, right? School is going to give you the essentials that will help you navigate through every possible scenario that's going to happen to you, right? It's not going to tell you, oh, okay, so this thing is going to drop from the sky at 35 degrees angle and blah, blah, blah at this time of the day, and then you'll move left slightly and you'll avoid. No, it's not, Nobody can do this, okay? And I hear so many people, oh, school is not preparing me. They don't understand what school is. School is giving you the essentials, the basics that will then help you build every skill and every navigate every situation in the future. There are so many skills that you learn in school that you use every single day. People are like, oh, I don't use anything that I learned in school. Of course you do. Of course you do. What do you learn in school? What is school for? Right? People don't, it just drives me nuts. What is school for? So school will teach you a whole bunch of things. All right. So first of all, school is going to teach you how to look for information. You need to look for information every single day in your life. You need to look for information. Does school teach you that? Yes, it does. So yes, sorry, you are using this. Secondly, what is school teaching you? It is teaching you how to synthesize information, right? Do you do this every day? Yes, every second of your life. Your brain actually does it by default, okay? Your brain, have you noticed how there's so many things around you and your brain has to figure out which one to focus on and which one to forget, right? This is how you navigate through life. Your brain does it instantaneously and does it without you thinking about it, okay? And then something happens, something moves, and then this is when you notice it. But before, you know, it wasn't a problem. You didn't have to worry about it. So that's the same thing with information. There's so much information out there today. You need to be able to take a whole lot of information, extract the gold, and then act on it. Do you have to do this in your life? Yes. So school teaches you that. School teaches you how to work and how to be in a group and cooperate and stuff with people. Do you have to do this? Of course you do. All right. And it also gives you, there's so many things that you learn in school. It gives you habits. You know, as much as I didn't like necessarily school, school will help you build habits, positive habits of, working on something every day and having a routine and all that kind of stuff. Do you use this? Yes, of course you do. All right. And also, if you pay attention, you will see what smart people did in the past, how they solved problem, how history repeats itself, and that will give you examples and role models that will then help you go find the information where you want. So we can have the same curriculum, right? But because I am more interested in what a particular person did in 1945 because of the war, blah blah blah, I will get my information there. You know what I mean? And there are idiots today who will tell you, oh, school is pointless. It doesn't prepare me. It prepares you for everything in your life. Everything. Everything you have to do. You just don't, people are just too dumb to realize it. Sorry, this episode is I'm a little bit angry and hyped up and stuff. It's just something that the thing is, it doesn't affect me, okay? It affects kids. It affects the next generations. You know, kids, you tell them stuff like, don't go to school. It's pointless. There's nothing to learn in school. Are you kidding me? So what's going to happen when they decide to drop out of school? Elementary, school sucks. Gary Vee told me not to go to school. And then you have all sorts of problems. So I don't know exactly, I cannot read the future, right? So I cannot tell you, what will happen to this generation once there is this big shift and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, right? So it sounds very dangerous to me. Dangerous because this type of advice is given without actual proof and without actually thinking about it. You know what I mean? If there was a logical reason, reason 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah, blah, blah. And these were actual reasons that you can say, yeah, fair enough. Yes, I wouldn't say anything. But here in this case, it's a big problem for me. And now hearing my nephew say something like, dad, I don't need to go to school. Now it becomes personal for me. It's it's close to home, right? That's the thing. So maybe you might have been one of those people who thought that, hey, you know what? Look, this guy's a billionaire. He didn't go to school. I will do the same thing. That's the best way. No, it's not. I'm not saying that having a PhD is the best way. I'm not saying that having a master is the best way. No, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is none of it is the only way, okay? Before, we just assumed that, well, you need a PhD and a 50 years degree, blah, blah, blah. Now we realize that, hey, there are other ways. But it doesn't mean that the PhD, the bachelor's and blah, blah, blah is pointless. The person who has the PhD, who has the bachelor's, who has the master's is the key. It's not just the degree or the absence of degree or being a dropout. It's you, your habits, who you are, how dedicated you are, how motivated you are, and the actions, the level of action that you put in place. All right. That's what matters. All right. It's not just necessarily, oh, well, just drop out of school, listen to Gary Vee. You know, that really, I mean, I don't know. It pisses me off. And I'm actually very worried. I need to have a serious chat with my nephew to explain to him that all the things that I'm able to do today, it's because I have the foundation that I learned, in school. All right. And there are some people who will tell you, oh, yeah, well, you know what, my kids, and I know people, they'll tell, oh, yeah, my kids, they don't go to school. They're homeschooled. Yeah, homeschooling. And I'm like, well, homeschooling is awesome, right? It is awesome. But there's a word school. The word school is in homeschooling. There's the word school in there. You know what I mean? So it's just that you're studying in a different environment. Instead of going to school, the physical location with other kids, blah, 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 you do it at home, but there is the word school in there, all right? You need, I don't know. If you've never been to school ever, right? And some people have been able to do this. They've been able to teach themselves how to read or something like this. I don't actually know how that works, right? But even homeschooling is cool, all right? There is school in there. So please don't think I'm like the advocate of school and I will whip kids to go to school, blah, 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 etc. No, I'm an advocate of truth and transparency. So I just want people to be transparent and tell kids, look, there are more than one way of getting things done. So there's school, there's this, there's that, blah, blah, blah. But don't say school is pointless, just do this, drop out of school and stuff. Don't do this. It's dangerous. It is really dangerous. It can mess up someone's life. And don't make statements like, oh, school doesn't prepare you for anything. If you make those statements, I'm sorry to say this and sorry to offend you, you're an idiot. You're an idiot because you navigated, you went to school for 12 years. You want to tell me that you went to school for 12 years and you didn't learn anything? So you're basically the same as that six-year-old kid that joined in the first grade. You didn't learn anything in 12 years. I don't think anybody here can tell me this. You learned a ton in school. What you didn't learn and what you didn't bother to learn is what school is really for. I'm saying this because when I was in school, when I was in high school and blah, 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 you think I knew the stuff? I didn't, right? I didn't. School sucked and blah, blah, blah. Most of the time, it's not like I was super happy to go to school and stuff. But in retrospect, when you look at it, you understand, hey, you know what? This is what I actually got from school. And there are not many people who do this. People don't look back and say, hey, you know what? Actually, that's this is what school was for, you know? Examples is some of the theorems in math, you know, like Thales and Pythagore, I don't know how it's pronounced in English, that they had me learn. They're like, oh, you need to learn this. And I was like, why? We never use this in our life. This is pointless. Nobody uses that stuff. And then, well, it turns out that architects, anybody who needs to build a freaking building, how many buildings do we have on this planet? They all use this. They all do to erect a building and figure out that it's not going to fall and stuff and calculate the size and everything and the mass. They use it. All right? So it's just that you just made assumptions that, oh, everything is pointless. It's not. It's really not. So anyway, that was my my episode for today. You can see I'm really passionate about this stuff. I just hear it too much. I'm a kind of like a cerebral person, And I really don't like to hang around and hang out with like sheep. You know, people just repeat stuff that they heard, and they don't, make an educated, decision as to, is it correct? Yes, is that something I believe in? Do I have my own interpretation of it? Is there more to it? You know, so again, you know, same as, all the shortcuts that people will take. For me, it's, I don't know, I'm just not built this way. And that's also the reason why I really enjoy having conversations with people like Annika, because sometimes I do have, please don't get me wrong, there are some of these assumptions that I have myself, and those conversations will help me question those. They're like, oh, you know what? I always assume this. And then we start talking about it, and I can see that I was wrong. And I can say, you know, I don't have a problem saying, hey, you know what? I just made assumptions here. I was wrong. There is more to it than this. And I just followed the herd, and I just need to form my own opinion. So I really advise you. So I have 15 seconds left. I really advise you to do this in every possible situation. It's going to make your life better. It's not going to make you bitter like me right now. I was a little bit mad, but there we go. End of the episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I want to ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day, and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.